6 minutes after the 12 o'clock hour. Good afternoon, Northern Colorado. Welcome into the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. Glad you could be with us here on this Thursday afternoon. Drying up quickly after we got dumped on in this area last night, but you got to love it. All right, love starting off the show when we can have great guests to join us to pack a punch here on this Thursday. And who better to do that than CU Buffs head coach Carl Durrell. Coach, always look forward to catching up with you. I know your schedule's absolutely crazy, but we appreciate you making some time for us.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. It's my pleasure to be on, and things are going great. So I appreciate you guys giving me the invitation to come on.
Yeah, Coach, anytime. And again, you know, looking at signing day a couple weeks ago, how much of a – and again, every program in the country is dealing with this, you know, with transfer portal, madness, chaos. I just picture this just absolute crazy freeway of players coming and going. How much of a relief was it just to get to signing day, to see some of these big names that you guys have been looking forward to getting to join your program? How much of a relief was it just to get to that day?
You know, it was a relief in both. You know, we have two signing days. We have one in December, which we signed the bulk of our class. We had, I think, 19 guys that signed in December. And then we had, you know, the additional probably 10 or 11 or so that we ended up getting through the transfer portal / on signing day, the second signing period in February. So, you know, we ended up with 30 new members in our program, which we're really excited about. You know, those guys, you know, it does make recruiting very challenging, you know, when you know that the portal is a very, very, I would say, I call it nomadic action right now, that yeah. People are coming and going through the portal. But it's going pretty well. You know, I would say just the body of work and the work that we've done to replace some of the attrition that we lost, and then the additions that we've made are really significant pieces. You know, guys that we think that can help us, that in a lot of cases we think they're upgrades from the guys that may have left. So, you know, we felt really good about getting through that process and finishing that off in February.
How interesting is that, too? As you mentioned, with the two different signing day portions, so to speak, and in the in-between, you never know what's going to happen. I mean, you're seeing names come and go. So suddenly, you know, you're trying to finish up signing day, but you're also left replacing some of those positions, too. So, again, as you said, just different challenges, kind of a different approach nowadays.
It is. It's a constant approach that I think is going to be a part of college athletics, you know, moving forward. You know, it's this portal thing is, you know, it could be a good thing, you know, and that's how we have to look at it as a program and institution. You know, we're getting a chance to bring in some guys that, you know, have some experience and, you know, have played and maybe have some plays under their belt, so that experience factor really is a big factor and why you would want to bring them in to get them to be impactful in your program early on. You know, that's probably the biggest advantage that I would say the portal provides you than a high school kid, because, you know, the high school kid hasn't played in college football yet, you know, and he's coming in, you know, most of the time in the summer, and he's still behind in terms of learning the systems that are in place, and, you know, let alone there might be some physical development that's needed, you know, for these guys that are coming in high school. So, you know, that's the reason why I think a lot of the universities are at the university level, these guys are really paying attention to these portals, because it's, you know, you're getting guys that are usually pretty much have the physical development and you can come in and plug them in and play. So, but there's advantages and disadvantages, believe me, but we're working through it, and it's been so far pretty positive for us.
We're talking to CU Buffs head coach Carl Durrell on our First Advantage Hotline. And do you look at the portal? I mean, like you said, there can be some good. There can be some positives on both sides for both the player and the program. But I've talked about this a lot, Coach. I like it, but I do feel like there's got to be way tighter restrictions as far as when a guy can go. It feels like at any point you can just drop out and move on, and that makes it difficult for the program. And I got to say, it seems like it makes it difficult for the player, too.
Well, it definitely makes it more difficult for me just because, you know, I agree completely with what you're saying, Brady. I just feel that the window of time to do it is pretty big. I mean, yeah. I agree, completely agree. I wish there was some restrictions on that. And then the other part is, you know, it is beneficial for both sides, but I would say it's you know, not everybody is going to be in a situation, though, of the, you know, the grass is greener on the other side. That's the question that I think is a little bit more of a challenge for some of these guys that particularly might have been a very impactful player for us this last season. And they may be going to a situation where they're, you know, they're not playing as much, you know. So, you know, those are the things that, you know, they have to weigh and consider, you know, when they make the decision to leave. And I would say for us, when we're picking up guys, you know, there's always challenges. There's transferable credits that, you know, some of the older players, particularly when you're juniors and seniors, that don't apply to our school. Or, you know, there's also these, you know, you might like a player because of his ability, but, you know, we're not able to get him into school. So those are some of our challenges from our side of it. So it is one of those things that it's going to be ironed out. There will be some regulations that will be in place, like we talked about earlier, in terms of the window of time. And I think even with the NIL situation that I'm sure is part of your topics of discussion too, you know, there's going to be some restrictions on that at some point in time as well. So, but it was definitely a challenging year, academic year, but hopefully there'll be some reform in both those areas that would kind of make it a little bit more proactive for everybody.
I'm always amazed at the process of recruiting anyway, Coach. I always love hearing coaches talk about that. I mean, as soon as that, you know, you guys are always on the recruiting trail, but now do you get the sense that okay, we have to be looking forward, but also have to be looking backward as well to make sure, hey guys, are you good? Are you good over here? Because we're heading out on the trail to try to get more players for this program, but at the same time, I need to show you guys the love and the attention too. Is that kind of coming into play?
Oh, no question. I mean, I felt that way in hindsight, you know, our season ended in late November, and I went on the road recruiting that last week in November, and you know, we had a handful of guys that week decided to go into the portal. So, and I didn't do, you know, kind of like an exit interview or an evaluation time of kind of recapping the season with our own current players and, you know, giving them some things, some hope to look forward to and some things to work on and, you know, and just to kind of get on the same page with them. I think you're absolutely correct. I felt like, you know, I could have maybe stopped some of that if I didn't go out and recruit so early. And I think that's actually something that's trying to get amended and put in legislation this year, is that creating some time for after the season that some coaches will have the ability to not go out to recruit. And maybe that first week after the season, you get a chance to, you know, continue to, you know, evaluate and recruit your own program that's on campus before going out to kind of supplement the program with newcomers. So that is definitely a big, big factor in this, Brady. So, we're ironing through it. You know, it's a process that I think we're all learning. And but I think all in all, we're in pretty good shape.
Coach, I feel like it's from the movie Jerry Maguire, if you've seen that, where he's got his star player, but he's down working the room with his other player, with Rod Tidwell, and then the star player gets jealous of that and wants to move on. That's one of the things that immediately goes to my brain, is looking like a Jerry Maguire type situation.
Well, you got to recruit. That's what's on campus and what's coming on campus. It is definitely one of those things, and I think it's good for college football. I really do, because, you know, I don't want disgruntled players. I want players that feel like they have an impact in the program, that they're here and they feel like they're valued, that they're getting a great education, that they're getting a great football experience, that they're, you know, they feel like their careers are going in the direction that they want it to be. So that's the goal, right? But it's hard to make that goal for everybody across the board, and, you know, and in a lot of cases, sometimes it's the correct thing to do, which is trying to move on, to try to find a place to play if you're not playing. And, you know, so there's two sides to the coin. So, you know, my whole thing is that our communication has to be better, you know, both with our current players and keeping them, you know, involved and impacted in our program, and then obviously with the new ones that are coming in. So we'll have to work on both those areas, and you know, things will be fine.
We're talking to Colorado Buffaloes head coach Carl Durrell. A lot of new faces, obviously, this time of year when you look at the two portions of signing day. But several new coaches joining your staff, including Mike Sanford on the offensive coordinator side of the ball. Looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to see how you guys work together.
Yeah, I am too. We're excited. There's a lot of new energy in our building. you know, not a lot of new energy on this fourth floor that I'm currently on. That's where our coaches' offices are. And, you know, there's some of these coaches that we were able to hire and kind of build off to into our 2022 staff is, you know, they're great coaches, great mentors. They're innovative. They get great energy. They're very passionate about young people. They like to invest time in terms of really developing these players both on and off the field. So, you know, I feel like this is the best staff I've been able to assemble since I've been here. So I'm excited about it.
Yeah, I know we are too, Coach. A couple more for you, and then we'll wrap this up. But how about the quarterback side of the ball? I know that was a big emphasis for you guys, just to bring in more competition as well for Brennan Lewis. But I know there's also the side where you – I know Sanford had mentioned, hey, we love his toughness. We love what he – that was kind of a growing year for him. But I know you're looking forward to just kind of seeing more competition going as you guys approach, obviously, spring and then into the fall camp.
Absolutely. And Brendan, for his body of work, that what he was able to accomplish last year was, you know, I felt it was a solid year for him for a first-year freshman playing. Played 12 games, started 12 games, you know, got the tail beat out of him, you know, from time to time. And, you know, he didn't throw a lot of interceptions. I said that all season long, how this guy, you know, he may hold on to the ball at times too long or he throws the ball away, but he does not just throw it up to people. And I think that's a really great quality for a young quarterback to have. And, you know, so he's got a lot to that I think he can feel proud about. And even though it didn't result to a lot of wins, but he got better, you know, and is going to learn from this experience going forward, you know, going into the spring. You know, JT Stroud's he's going to get a chance to get some work this spring. He's the one that had the knee injury, and, you know, he had surgery, but he's coming out of it. He's almost full go, and he won't be full go completely in the spring, but he'll be able to do some things. And then we added, you know, we have Drew Carter, who was our backup last year. We got Maddox Kopp, who came into our program from Houston, and then we have a newcomer that's coming in this summer in Owen McCown, who's from Texas. So we feel like that position has gotten more competitive, and that's going to definitely create some great competition and some great development, and obviously give us the depth that we haven't had here in 2 years.
Well, we're looking forward to the competition, Coach. Looking forward to kind of seeing this team kind of round into shape here. Obviously, spring getting into that mode and into the fall. Just looking for. I'm already ready for football. We got done with the Super Bowl not long ago. I'm ready to rock and roll.
I know there is kind of a lull out there, right? Football season just ended, a Super Bowl, and it's like you're expecting some kind of game or something to happen this weekend. But guess what? Football's about done, you know, so we're going to have to, you know, we're thirsty and hungry for the season to start as well.
Yeah, Coach, always appreciate you. Love what you're putting together here. I'm excited to see it work together next year.
All right, thank you. Appreciate it, Brady.
All right, there's CU Buffs head coach Carl Durrell. They're looking to bounce back. They're looking to get that offense back on track. And it starts with the quarterback. I know that sounds like an easy thing to say. Starts with the quarterback. A lot of key players for them have transferred out, did transfer out. But I guess if you want to look at it this way, they didn't have a great season. So a lot of those key players that transferred out, maybe this is a situation for the Buffs where they can hit that reset button. I am looking forward to Mike Sanford. I think that Mike Sanford's going to be interesting for this offense, obviously with former Minnesota offensive coordinator coming over here to try to help sharpen up this offense and get it rolling again, get it to where they need it to be. And maybe, again, Carl Durrell's had two crazy years. I mean, the first year was the COVID year. And he was actually hired the latest of all the coaches we were talking about up here because of the Mel Tucker situation. So you have the COVID year. Well, they actually did pretty well. He was the Pac-12 coach of the year. Had Jarek Broussard was the Pac-12 player of the year. And then fast forward to this year, offense just could not get it going. And the Buffs had a very rough season, 4-8 in the 2021. So will we meet somewhere in the middle and see this Buffs team maybe get to two games more, and they're getting to a bowl game, and that's respectable. So will some of these moves result in two more wins? We'll find out. 20 minutes after the hour. We've got a busy show today. We got Kevin Lytle coming on at 12:30. I think he's in Albuquerque, sporting a whole show hat, so he's repping us in New Mexico. We've got, here's a good one, the Outlaws of Moby, diehard fan base for the Colorado State Rams basketball team. And they're going to be going to Vegas for the Mountain West Conference tournament with some help from their friends including the Medveds. We're going to talk to them in studio in the second hour, so I'm looking forward to that. 20 minutes after the hour, it's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hear Bears basketball on the Voice of the Bears, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.